When the cold wind blows all around, will you still love me, still love me? When the cold wind blows all around, will you still love me? When the lightning crashes, hopes are dashed, and I am asking how this comes to me and why. When no home on earth can be found, will you still love me, still love me? When no home on earth can be found, will you still love me? When you left us last time, you said you'd return. And I'm sorry that it takes so long to learn that our hope is to walk forever in the coolness of the day. Oh, our hope is to walk forever in the coolness of the day. When no home on earth can be found, you will still love me, still love me. When no home on earth can be found, you will still love me. When the cold wind blows all around, you will still love me, still love me. When the cold wind blows all around, you will still love me.
Good morning. And on behalf of Prairie Street Mennonite Church, please let me welcome you open-heartedly to the Sunday service on Mother's Day, May 12, 2019, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Whether you are present here today or listening in, present with the recording, whoever you are welcome here as a beloved child of our mothering God, and the mother of our expanding universe is present with you, renewing each cell of your body, even with you in your breath and in your mind, calling you to life again, each moment, even now. Whoever is willing and able, now is the time to rise up and sing. Let us welcome Kyle Wyrick to lead us in singing from the Purple Book, Sing the Journey, number 44, The Love of God. For our call to worship today, I will read the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and all that shall be, Father and Mother of us all. Loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes throughout the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, fill us. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and testing, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Please take the bulletin insert out, Mountain of God, and note that we will flip it a few times.
Thank you.
in the blue folder, number 59. Blue folder number 59, there is a line of women. And when we get to verse 2, notice how each verse has two parts. It's kind of hard to see with the book, maybe, that verse 2 is towards the bottom on the left. So when we get to verse 2, high voices sing that first half, and then when we jump over to the second half of verse 2, low voices sing. So everyone in verse 1 and 3, and then when we get to verse 2 at the bottom there on the left, high voices, and when you jump up to the top right, low voices.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, God invites us to bring our mistakes and foibles, our doubts and fears, our joys and concerns, our petitions and praise, and offer them for all the earth and all the community found upon it. Thank you, God, for our mothers. And for those who have been like mothers to us, help us to hold our grief for mothers and for children who have died, for relationships between mothers and children that have been broken, and for dreams of motherhood that may not come to be. We are all meant to be mothers of God, for God is always needing to be born. Please join me in a time of silence as we affirm faith in a God who is strong enough to endure our worst complaints tender enough to comfort our deepest hurts and grief, patient enough to hold us in our most difficult struggles and shame, and trustworthy enough to protect us through our fears and vulnerability. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restore all things in glory through the victory of Jesus Christ. We pray that wherever your image is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfishness, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace to the glory of your name. Mighty God, in whom we know the power of redemption, you stand among us in the shadows of our time. As we move through every sorrow and trial of this life, uphold us with the knowledge of your final morning, when in the glorious presence of your risen Son, we will share in his resurrection, redeemed and restored to the fullness of life and forever freed to be your people. Receive these prayers, O God, and transform us through them, that we may have eyes to see and hearts to understand not only what you do on our behalf, but what you call us to do so that your realm will come to fruition in glory. Amen. Dear children of God, whoever is willing and able, now is the time to rise up and greet each other in peace. God, our mother, who brought forth our Lord Jesus Christ, has mercy on us and forgives our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us share Christ's peace with the world, diciendo que la paz de Cristo esté contigo, or la paz, y respondiendo y también contigo, saying, the peace of Christ be with you, and responding, and also with you. Let us welcome all the children of all ages up to the front at this time to hear from Pastor Steve Thomas about a very special and dear goat.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us this morning. Before I tell you a story about a special a pet of mine, we'd like to collect the offering. So if you have something you'd like to put in the offering, pass the basket around. Thank you. Well, how many of you like animals? What animals do you like? Do you have any pets, or do you have a family or friends who have pets? What animals do you like?
I have rabbits.
You have rabbits? Okay. I had a rabbit. His name was Dr. Doolittle. And what kind of animals do you like? Snakes,
cats.
Snakes and cats. We had a pet snake named Randy who lived in our house. Mm-hmm. And what kind? And cats, mm-hmm. And dogs. And what animals do you like? Well, we had cats and dogs in our house. We'd have pet turtles and snakes. And frogs. We like to have a number of pets in our house. So this was my dog. This was a Labrador Retriever. She was very special to me. I had her for many years. Her name was Penny. But we also had other animals out in the barn who were pets to us. Last week, did you hear Ellie talk about Joseph and how he was a shepherd boy and how he cared for animals? He was sent out to care for sheep and goats, his father, his family's flock. And we had some sheep and we had goats too. Have you ever gone to the fairgrounds and there are animal barns in 4-H? Well, I used to be a part of 4-H and had animals. I used to be part of beef club with steers, a sheep club, goat club, dog club, and saddle club. So I had we had a bunch of animals who we cared for that my mom and dad had for me to take care of, and then they became pets. So the first pet that I had in 4-H was this steer right here. I was 9 years old, and his name is Bennett. Yesterday I tried to find his party hat when he turned 1 year old. I had a birthday party for him. I used to keep it, but my wife, Linda, she made me clean out my box with all these silly things. And so I couldn't find his birthday hat, but I saved it all these years because he was so special to me. So that's my pet steer named Bennett. We had also a sheep. A mommy sheep who died one winter night, and so she had a little baby lamb by the name of Debbie. And so after her mommy died, we took care of her in the house. We put her in a diaper, and she would run around the house, and so that was little Debbie. And so she was very special to our family. And then I had a pet goat. His name was Jasper, and that's a picture of Jasper. Jasper-like goats would often kind of get in trouble. They liked to play. They were a little, what we would say, mischievous. That's a big word for kind of, playing around, maybe getting into little trouble. And Jasper, like a lot of goats, he liked to explore and sometimes would go to places where he would kind of get into trouble. Well, one day he disappeared. I went out to look for him like a shepherd would go out to look for his or her sheep or goat, and we could not find Jasper. We looked and we looked, day after day, week after week. We could hear him crying sometime, crying out for help, but we could never quite find where his cries were coming from. And then one day, about 3 to 4 weeks after he was lost, I heard him crying, and I was by a big tree, a big willow tree, and it sounded like the sound was coming from inside the tree. So I climbed up, it was a big hollow tree, climbed up a big branch and looked down, and there he was inside the tree. This dark place inside a tree. He had gone up exploring and fell in and was calling and calling, but we couldn't hear him because the sound was what we say muffled. It was hard to hear. And so I was able to reach down and to get a hold of him and lift him up out of the tree. But because he was in the tree for almost 3 or more weeks, he was very skinny. And it was amazing that he lived without food or water. And we nursed him back to health. And then he was fine again. And so you can see him in that picture there. And so Jesus says that God is something like that. That when a member of God's flock, like kind of a sheep or goat, is lost, a shepherd goes out because the shepherd cares so deeply about each and every goat or lamb in the flock that goes out to seek out and to find. And so this is what God is like for us, who reaches out, who looks for us, who hears our cry and lifts us up and holds us. And so that's an image that I want to have us think about today in my message, that God is like that. After all, God created all the animals, and we read in the Bible in Genesis 1 and 2 how God created all the animals. We read in the Psalms and other places how God cares for all the animals. And then Jesus talked about how even when a sparrow falls to the ground, God knows that. That God knows each and every one of us and all animals in a very special way. So when you're feeling maybe sad, remember that God knows how you feel. When you cry, know that God hears your cry and that God wants to reach out and actually hold you to God's self. So let's have a prayer. God, we thank you for creating animals, for creating us, and the love that you have for all of us and all creatures, great and small. We thank you that you hear us, that you reach out, and that you lift us up to yourself, that you care for us, you comfort us. Give us your peace, we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is from Ephesians 3, 7 through 21. I became a minister of the good news by the gift of divine grace given me through the working of God's power. To me, the least of all believers, was given the grace to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all people on the mysterious design which for ages was hidden in God, the creator of all. Now therefore, through the church, God's manifold wisdom is made known to the rulers and powers of heaven. In accord with the age-old design, carried out in Christ Jesus, our Savior, in whom we have boldness and confident access to God through our faith in Christ. So I beg you, never be discouraged by my sufferings for you. They are your glory.
La lectura de hoy viene de la carta de los Efesios, capítulo 3, 7 al 21. Por el don de la gracia de Dios que me ha sido dado conforme a su gran poder, yo fui designado ministro de este evangelio. Yo, que soy menor que el más pequeño de todos los santos, he recibido el privilegio de anunciar entre los no judíos el evangelio de las insondables riquezas de Cristo y hacer entender a todos cuál es el plan del ministerio que Dios, el creador de todas las cosas, mantuvo en secreto desde tiempos remotos para dar a conocer ahora, por medio de la Iglesia, su multiforme sabiduría y los principios y poderes en lugares celestiales, conforme al propósito eterno que llevó a cabo por medio de Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor, en quien tenemos seguridad y confiando acceso por medio de fe en Él. Por lo tanto, le pido que no se desanimen a causa de mis sufrimientos por ustedes. Al contrario, considérenlos un motivo de orgullo.
That is why I kneel before Abba God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. And I pray that God, out of the riches of divine glory, will strengthen you inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love. And with all God's holy ones, experience this love that passes all understanding, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Por eso yo me arrodillo delante del Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, de quien recibe su nombre toda la familia en los cielos y en la tierra, para que por su Espíritu y conforme a las riquezas de su gloria, los fortalezca interiormente con su poder, para que por la fe en Cristo habiten sus corazones y para que arraigados y cimentados en amor, sean ustedes plenamente capaces de comprender con todos los santos cuál es la anchura, la longitud, la profundidad y la altura del amor de Cristo. En fin, que conozcan ese amor que excede a todo conocimiento para que sean llenos de toda plenitud de Dios.
To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen.
Y aquel que es poderoso para hacer que todas las cosas excedan a lo que pedimos o entendemos, según el poder que actúa en nosotros, a él sea dada la gloria en la Iglesia en Cristo Jesús por todas las generaciones, por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
We invite our pastor, Steve Thomas, up to pray for him. Living God, long ago, faithful women proclaimed the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and the world was changed forever. Teach us to keep faith with them, that our witness may be as bold, our love as deep, and our faith as true. Let our hearts and minds be open today to your word passed to us through our brother Steve as he speaks to us about your unconditional loving kindness. Amen.
Amen. The story that I just told our children
about Jasper and our reaching out, searching out, to, and eventually to discover and to lift him up with loving care is something I've often thought of since I was a child in that incident. Often have considered that to be something of a picture of how God is toward us. One who does hear our cry, as muffled as it may sound. One who knows, you know, our pain and our sadness. And one who cares so deeply and has such compassion to reach out. So that's an image I often recall as I think about Jasper. And to think about what love I had as a child for this little goat, how much more so the love of God for us as God's beloved children. So this is an image that we have in Scripture. It's an image that we have of God as a good shepherd in Psalm 23. It's an image that we have that Jesus gave us, the good shepherd, one who does reach out and to lift up and to lead us forward. And so that's an encouraging metaphor. Even more encouraging is the image that Isaiah gives us in chapter 49 of how God is like a loving, compassionate mother. And I'd like to have us think about that at a time when I think Prairie Street may be feeling difficult emotions within our family of faith, and to recognize our need for God, one who does want to lift us up, to comfort and to encourage, to draw us to herself and to lead us forward. The Bible speaks of spirits and of angels, good and foul, that play within our lives, in our family systems, and in our churches. And I wonder sometimes about different spirits that might be at play within the congregation that may have the result of having us to hold our head low and to weigh upon our hearts. In a conversation recently, one of you with finely tuned feeling detectors related a sense of sadness within the congregation. I was very interested to listen and to learn the discernment that one of our members has, really paying attention to emotions that are and feelings that are within the congregation, especially in recent weeks when we marked the anniversary or the memorial of Mary Alice's death. And the sadness that we feel with her. And then again this week on Wednesday, we mark the second anniversary of Alan Kreider's death. And as we think about his death, we think of the deaths of Ross Ringenberg and Brent Esch. These deaths have weighed upon the congregation. These deaths have been a source of sadness. Prairie Street has also suffered other losses with decline over the years of not being the congregation that it used to be. And like most congregations, like most churches across the United States and in Europe, of experiencing decline, of having lower attendance, lower contributions, lower rates of participation, all of it, which can leave us feeling somewhat down and feeling something of a sadness over the losses that we have experienced. We know this in our personal lives. We also know this in our congregational lives. And so this is a time when I think as we're doing our transitional work, when we're thinking about who we're called to be, we're focusing on our mission, our vision, our identity, kind of setting some priorities, we're doing good work of coming together. All of that is very important, but at a deeper level of paying attention to kind of emotions that we carry, what we bring to our congregation out of our experiences of brokenness, and together realizing that we are affected maybe by the different spirits that are at play within our lives. I wonder about the feelings within our system, and was reminded this last week of what Elizabeth, Melinda Berry at AMBS, her feeling and needs cards that she's created with Rosenberg's nonviolent communication. So I pulled out the deck of cards, and I began to think about different feelings, you know, that we experience in our individual lives, within our families, maybe within our congregation. And see, there's some of the more difficult feelings: feeling afraid, worried, restless, overwhelmed, weary, hurt, grief, disconnected, angry. Those are some of the more difficult feelings that I have heard a variety of express in one way or another of what you're experiencing in your personal life or in your life here at Prairie Street. And it's important to be aware of these, to name these, and that we have a certain kind of self-awareness of recognizing, this is what I'm experiencing. And these feelings can be healing feelings, pointing to kind of needs that we have as God's beloved children in our individual lives and our lives together. I mentioned in my report, as I try to reflect the things that I have learned from you, the things I have heard from you, that the various emotions that are at play within our congregational life. And I was interested to notice observations about different experiences we have and the feelings that we carry that have the effect of pulling from or draining energy from our collective life together. One of you reported, something seems to be draining the energy here. And so we asked the question, what are the things that drain us? What takes away the energy? And some of the things that we observed, thinking about our busy work schedules, school activities, and social events, watching longtime members pass on and the church age out, losing young adults as they go off and seldom return, and having fewer people to do the work of the church. These are some of the external factors that I've heard some of you identify that have this draining effect. But I wonder about an internal factor. You know, as we experience these things outside us and around us, might something else be at work? I wonder about a spirit of diminishment. A spirit of diminishment. I wonder about this spirit of diminishment when I hear statements like, we're too tired for this or that. The energy's just really low at Prairie Street. Or we don't have the time and the energy to serve much outside our doors. The spirit of diminishment primarily works with three emotions, that of sadness, discouragement, and anxiety. That of sadness of what we feel when we suffer losses, and where we feel the kind of the pain, the grief of the loss we have suffered. As I've heard a variety of you say, a number of you say in a variety of ways, as one person sums up, I'm sad to see the church losing people. There's that sense of sadness, whether by death or people move on from AMBS studies or called into service or young adults who move away into fields of work or members who leave, that there's a certain sense of sadness that is at play. There's also the discouragement that I sense, the lack of a kind of a confidence or enthusiasm in the present. With statements like this, it's hard to read the dwindling numbers in the bulletin. Or someone else said, the shrinking number of people at Prairie Street is disheartening. This feeling of being disheartened is a really descriptive word of what I wonder about with a spirit of diminishment. And then there's anxiety, anxiety about the future, represented in some of these statements like, It looks like the church is dying. It's hard to see a hopeful future for Prairie Street. And another one who says, I hope Prairie Street doesn't shrivel up. Here's some of the anxiety of looking forward into the future and wondering what will become of us as a people. And one of you said, if we want to preserve what we have now, we need to be much more committed to outreach than we are now. But who has the energy and the inspiration for something new? That's the question of kind of the spirit of diminishment, of putting the question, you know, who are we, or how do we have the energy or the time for this or that? And so it begs the question, where then does our energy come from? Where do we find that life, that passion, that enthusiasm, that confidence for our call and being who we're called to be as a congregation? And I think of the question that the psalmist asked in 121, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the hills, and to call us to lift up our heads. And in this season of Easter, to lift up our heads, if the spirit of diminishment has us looking down with our hearts weighed down, to look up and to realize that source of energy, that life comes from God. That God who raised Jesus from the dead that we celebrate on Easter, that God who raised him up, who also came and lifted up the disciples in their pain and in their sadness, when they are overcome with discouragement and disillusionment, and who are overtaken by fear about also being taken. This God who raised Jesus from the dead came in that same resurrection power and did a new thing among the disciples to lift them up and to lead them forward out of their sadness, their discouragement, and their anxiety. And so the call here is, as we're doing our work as a congregation, the important work that the community task group and the leadership task group and that we're together doing in congregational conversations is really important in our process. These are some of the external things that we're doing, thinking of our identity, our call, thinking about how we engage our mission, you know, think reimagining vision. But beneath and even deeper than all this, is coming to terms with what we feel and the spirit that might be at play within the congregation and allowing God to lift us up, to strengthen and encourage us. And so this image from Isaiah 49 that comes in the context of Isaiah, of God who, like an intimate mother, knows her children, has formed them and called them to a life of love and to be light to the nations, so that God's salvation may fill the earth. It's this God who comes to her people to lift them up, to hold them to herself, and to lead them forward is a very rich image for me. And we have this, is the question from Isaiah 49. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. You are continually set before me. That we need to remember who we are and whose we are, that we are God's beloved daughters and son. As God's beloved children, God looks upon us with such tender compassion. And when we're feeling down or looking down, God reaches out and wants to lift us up, to lead us forward with a sense of new passion, new life, that confidence that comes from remembering of who we are and whose we are. And elsewhere, in Isaiah, we have this lovely text from Isaiah 43, verse 19. When we read, I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That in order to see that new thing that God is doing among us, that the Spirit of God is doing within and among us, we need to lift up our heads and to behold, you know, that we might perceive this new thing that God is bringing about. within our lives and our households and within this this community of faith. As we are doing our transitional work, and this work is especially coming to fruition this month in May, as the congregation is engaging proposals from our two task groups. And in a couple of weeks, in 3 weeks on June 2, when we'll come together as a congregation in a business meeting to actually discuss and act on final proposals, again, where we're looking at kind of work that is set from before us. But I want us to remember that as important as this work is, to remember that ultimately we depend upon the Spirit of God. We depend upon God, who is a loving parent to us, who is like a father, who is like a mother, who cares deeply and wants the best for us in this household of faith, and that we open our lives to this loving care, and we find our strength in that. In Ephesians 3 that we heard, we find Paul reflecting on his call, in recognizing that the very mystery of God, the very design of God, is meant to be revealed in the church. And it's interesting to me to see how Paul refers to himself as being the least of these. Paul recognizes his leastness, his limitations. He's very self-aware that he has certain diminished capacities, and yet he is confident about his call. He's engaging it with enthusiasm and passion because he recognized that it's not about himself, but it's all about God. It's about God's grace, and it's about God's power, and about our call to cooperate with God, to allow God's grace to transform our experience. It's about God's power that really brings our work to fruition. And so in closing, I'd like to have us hear Paul's prayer to the Ephesians and to receive Paul's prayer as a prayer for Prairie Street, that we might know this grace and that we might know this love of God and that we might reimagine what is hard for us to imagine for ourselves if the spirit of diminishment has its way among us. So here again, Paul's prayer. I pray that God, out of the riches of divine glory, will strengthen you inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love, and with all God's holy ones, experience this love that passes all understanding, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to God be glory in this church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, world without end. Amen. Oh, and coming back to these feeling cards. And so when we realize this God, this mothering God with such steadfast loving care for us, these are some of the feelings I wonder that will also then come into new life in the congregation. The feeling of gladness, of being hopeful, centered, confident, trusting, excited, fulfilled, moved, rejuvenated, passionate, and inspired. Amen again.
Please turn in the green Sing the Journey book to number 91, Like a Mother Who Has Borne Us. And those who are able, please stand.
Invite the ushers now to gather our offerings.
And we will sing in the blue folder number 22, Praise the Lord, Alabad al Señor. We'll start in English, first time through in English, second time through in Spanish.
Let us pray, and may we sink even deeper into the words and the prayer that the Apostle Paul has given us. bringing our own lives, bringing our journeys, bringing those we love and our communities and our world to God in prayer. Let us pray. May we, with the Apostle Paul, join with him in our leastness, falling on our knees before Abba God, from whom all the great family of God, some of those already in heaven, and some of us here on earth, may God, out of the riches of divine glory, strengthen us. Strengthen Prairie Street and the congregations of Elkhart inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit in the sadness that we carry, in the discouragement that comes our way, and in those anxieties that come to plague us. You call us to hope. You call us to the Spirit at play. And with that hope, we pray for ourselves and we remember those dear to us. You speak peace. We pray for our community and our neighbors. We pray for your Spirit to lift up out of places of confinement and darkness, to lift all the communities represented here today. Your Spirit of wisdom calls to the hearts of your people. We pray for the church in all places, for the new things you would do. Your rule is above all authority. And so we now pray for our world, naming those places that we would lift before you. May Christ be more and more at home in our hearts. And may we be more and more at home with Christ as we trust in him. May our roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, together with all the holy ones, experiencing the love that passes understanding and fills us with the fullness of God. To God, whose power is now at work in us to do more than we can ask, beyond our prayers, our desires, our hopes, our thoughts, because the Spirit is working deeply and gently within us. To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen. And now, as the Prairie Street congregation, we have special work to do today. We have a blessing to offer for Darren and Anna Ruth. So I'm going to meet them down here on the floor for a special prayer of blessing and extend your hearts and your hands to these beloved ones. So, Darren and Anna Ruth, you were married last weekend. Do you have a few words to tell us about that?
Yeah, we had a lovely weekend after 2 months of me being sick. On Wednesday evening, I turned a corner and felt much better. And after many gray, cold, rainy days, we had the sun peek out, and it was actually starting to feel hot at one point. So we were with family members at Camp Friedenswald, just intimate family members, and had a wonderful weekend. The question that we are most asked these days are, where are you living? We are living in Darren's house for the time being, and we'll hopefully be looking for a house in Elkhart as time passes. Between the two of us, we're pretty picky, so we're trying to just take our time and find the house that's right for us.
Anna Ruth and Darren made their marriage vows in the presence of God and come now to us for our blessing. Let us surround them with our prayers and give thanks to God for the gift of their marriage, asking God's blessing upon them so they may be strengthened for their life together. I invite you to extend your hands and your hearts and all that you bring today to them as we pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have redeemed, and especially upon Anna Ruth and Darren. Give them wisdom and devotion in their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will and their spirit in your spirit that they may grow in love and peace with you and each other all the days of their life. Give them the grace when they hurt each other to recognize and confess their fault, and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. May their life together be a sign of Christ's love to this broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair. May your peace and justice fill the earth. Amen. And now let us continue in blessing by singing our blessing to this couple.
We'll sing from the Sing the Journey, the Green Sing the Journey hymnal number 76. 76 and Sing the Journey. And those who are able, please stand.
Now receive the benediction, and we want to give you a word of warning. We're going to let Anna, Ruth, and Darren scoot out before anybody else so they can get down to the fellowship hall. There are lovely things and lovely people there to greet and share in their joy. So now receive the benediction. God of all life, bless us with your love. May our love for each other grow deeper and our love for you shine forth. Bless us with your mercy. May we be patient and forgiving and share each other's burdens, whatever life might bring. Bless us with your peace. May we be calm and confident and live in harmony among all people. Amen.